What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. The influential jazz producer, Creed Taylor, passed away on August 22nd. He was 93 years old. Creed Taylor was born in Virginia in 1929. Creed rose to prominence in New York during the 1950s, producing jazz records for the Bethlehem, ABC, Impulse, and Verve labels. In 1967, Creed started his own label, Creed Taylor Incorporated, or CTI for short. Creed Taylor was known for his distinctive production style. The music issued on CTI featured grand orchestral arrangements and used contemporary pop hits as source material. Some jazz purists criticized Creed's work as being too commercial, but Creed's supporters praised his work for growing the audience for jazz. Creed Taylor produced music by some of the biggest stars in jazz, including the greatest legends of Indiana Avenue. And for the next 2 weeks, we'll be listening to Creed Taylor's work with Wes Montgomery, Freddie Hubbard, and J.J. Johnson. On this week's show, we'll focus on Creed's work with Wes Montgomery. From 1964 to 1968, Creed produced 10 albums for Wes Montgomery. For the next hour, we'll be listening to music from those recordings. We'll also hear thoughts from Herbie Hancock and Herb Albert. They both worked with Wes during his years with Creed Taylor. Let's start with music from the 1964 album, Movin' Wes. This is Wes Montgomery with Movin' Wes and People. That was Wes Montgomery with People. That track was produced by Creed Taylor. Creed passed away on August 22nd. Up next, we'll hear the title track from Wes Montgomery's 1965 album, Bumpin'. That was Wes Montgomery with Bumpin'. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Creed Taylor. He produced 10 albums for Wes Montgomery between 1964 and 1968. In 1966, Creed paired Wes Montgomery with the jazz organist Jimmy Smith for an album titled The Dynamic Duo. We'll hear a track from that project now. This is Wes Montgomery and Jimmy Smith with Road Song. That was Wes Montgomery and Jimmy Smith with Road Song. That record was produced by Creed Taylor. Some of our listeners may know that the Echoes of Indiana Avenue theme song is based on one of Wes Montgomery's recordings with Creed Taylor. And we'll hear that track now. From the 1966 album Tequila, this is Wes Montgomery with Bumpin' on Sunset. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music produced by Creed Taylor after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the influential jazz producer Creed Taylor. He passed away on August 22nd. He was 93 years old. We're focusing on Creed's work with Wes Montgomery. From 1964 to 1968, Creed produced 10 albums for Wes Montgomery. And when Creed founded his own label, CTI Records, the first album he issued was from Wes Montgomery. CTI Records was founded in 1967 as a subsidiary of the trumpet player Herb Albert's A&M Records label. WFYI's Kyle Long recently spoke with Herb Albert. They discussed Cree Taylor's work with Wes Montgomery. Let's hear an excerpt of their conversation.
I'm a big fan of A&M Records, and I had a couple questions I wanted to ask you about A&M. During the early years of the label, the jazz producer Creed Taylor was a big part of the A&M family. In 1967, Creed launched CTI Records as a subsidiary of A&M. Obviously, Creed passed away recently, and I wanted to ask if there were any thoughts you wanted to share on Creed Taylor and what he added to A&M.
Oh, well, Creed was one of my, definitely one of my favorite jazz producers. He was a wonderful human being and had a vision on how to do it. And what he did, he brought elegance to jazz. You know, he took some of the great jazz musicians and surrounded them with wonderful musicians, wonderful players, and then orchestrated some of the things that, you know, usually you hear a jazz group and you hear they play the song and then they play a chorus and then they start ad-libbing. And he kind of organized it to where it was more understandable. And he just brought something that was very unique to jazz that will go on forever. And not only that, you know, his concept for packaging the product with beautiful pictures and the inside the cover was all the information you needed to know about the musicians that were playing and a little, you know, backstory. So, no, he was very special. And when it comes to Brazilian music, you know, Creed was the one who produced Girl from Ipanema. So, you know, that triggered a whole other style of music that we started listening to. And thanks to Creed and, of course, Stan Getz and Joao Gilberto, it really took off.
And Herb, one of the biggest artists Creed brought to A&M was Wes Montgomery, who, as I mentioned, I'm calling you here from Indianapolis. I do a lot of research into the history of jazz and R&B music here. Wes Montgomery is probably our biggest musical icon. You know, there's a great photo of you and Wes together, probably in 67, 68. I wonder if you had a chance to get to know Wes at all or work with him in any capacity.
We had several conversations. I liked him a lot. He was a genius. You know, he didn't know a C chord from his elbow. He was just instinctive. And we were wondering, man, how does he get that sound, that beautiful, you know, that octave sound that he uses? Maybe he had something special. But, you know, I was doing this show called The Hollywood Palace. I was the moderator or the MC of that show. And Wes was on the show. And I was waiting for him to show up for the rehearsal. He comes in with this little amplifier that had cobwebs on the back. You know, it was kind of an unkept amplifier. And he plugged it in, and boom, there was the sound, you know.
That was the legendary trumpet player Herb Albert sharing his memories of Wes Montgomery and Creed Taylor. You can see Herb performing live on September the 22nd at the Center for the Performing Arts in Carmel. Up next, we'll hear a track from Wes Montgomery's 1967 album, A Day in the Life, the first record issued on CTI. This is Wes Montgomery with Willow Weep For Me. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery with Willow Weep For Me, produced by Creed Taylor. That track featured Herbie Hancock on piano. Herbie played on many of Wes Montgomery's recordings with Creed Taylor. In 2018, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Herbie Hancock. They discussed his work with Wes Montgomery and Creed Taylor. Let's hear an excerpt.
And you're not associated often with Wes Montgomery, but you played piano on more of his records than anybody but Wynton Kelly. I believe you played on 5 of his records, starting with Going Out of My Head, all the way up to the CTI records he made until the end of his life. Can you talk a little bit about your time with Wes and how you got involved in recording with him?
Wes was an amazing musician. I mean, he could play a melody with such heart that it always deeply touched all the listeners. And a certain kind of simplicity that just resonated with anybody, you know. It just cut through whatever complexity other musicians were playing. He could just do with a few notes. Wes, you know, invented this way of playing octaves, you know, the same note, but a higher version. And I know a low version, and to be able to play melodies with that, you know, it was his own technique that he invented. So he was not only a great player, but also kind of an inventor of a new style of playing that was picked up by George Benson and many others, He could strike a groove that your life could depend on that groove and it would be right there like a heartbeat, you know. So Wes was a great musician and a great person to work with, and he had this amazing, you know, self-taught talent.
Was your relationship with him musically limited strictly to the studio? Did you ever do any dates with him outside the studio?
Actually, no. But Wes didn't, like, hang out a lot with people back in those days. I mean, like going to clubs and listening to other groups. I didn't see him hanging out at night like that. He stayed, I think he would drive back to Indianapolis, you know, and that was really his home, rather than New York, where I lived at the time, you know, and many jazz musicians lived in New York. And he would drive to New York if he had to record there. At least that's what I was told.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I certainly didn't see him. I mean, I would hang out in clubs, but you never see Wes hanging out. I never saw him hanging out in the clubs.
You know, you played on 4 of the CTI records he made at the time, right? And maybe still those records are criticized by the jazz purists as being overly commercial. And what did you make of those albums and the music at the time?
Yeah, I don't think they're criticized by jazz critics anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, those are beautiful records. By the way, one reason I was on Wes's records, Creed Taylor, who was like the head of that label, that was really his label, CTI. I mean, Creed Taylor, I guess, Incorporated or something. Anyway, and he was the record producer. And so Ron Carter and myself were kind of a go-to rhythm section for Creed Taylor. And I think that was probably the main reason I was asked to be on Wes's records and other records by other artists that recorded on CTI.
So it wasn't necessarily by Wes's request. You were just already had a working relationship with
Creed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you feel like that was an important session to play on, or was it just another gig for you when you worked with Wes?
No, I was always excited to be able to to work with Wes. I think he did 5 records on CTI, and I was on 4. I know there was one for sure that I wasn't on. The first one he did on CTI, I wasn't on that one. Mm. But I was on the ones after that.
And I wanted to ask another question go ahead.
By the way, Creed Taylor, I would imagine he would get permission from Wes. You know, maybe Wes didn't know me at first. But I think, you know, the first time I did one of his records, I think that I passed the test.
That's good.
That was the legendary jazz keyboardist Herbie Hancock sharing his memories of recording with Wes Montgomery and Creed Taylor. Let's hear another track from Wes Montgomery featuring Herbie Hancock on piano. From the 1968 album Down Here on the Ground, this is Up and At It. Wes Montgomery with Up and At It, produced by Creed Taylor. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to Creed. He passed away on August 22nd. He was 93 years old. Tune in next week to hear Creed's work with J.J. Johnson and Freddie Hubbard. We'll end this week's show with a track from Wes Montgomery's 1968 album, Road Song. This is Wes Montgomery with Serene, a tune written for his wife. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
town, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.